JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 11, Solomon and the Temple.
When David dies, Solomon is yet a young boy. According to Jewish tradition, he is barely bar mitzvah, 12, 13 years old. Yet, he is gifted in every respect. He's reputed to be the wisest man in the world, and he is a benign ruler. He immediately sets about to build the temple in Jerusalem. The temple in Jerusalem became the central place of Jewish worship. It also is the holiest place, the holiest ground, as far as Jews are concerned. The temple is built on Mount Moriah. Mount Moriah is one of the many mountains that comprise the city of Jerusalem. Mount Moriah is the holiest place in Jewish life. There, Abraham sacrificed Isaac. There, the Lord appeared to the Jewish people. And therefore, that is the place where the temple is built. Solomon builds a magnificent building with the help of Hiram, the king of Tyre, who sends him materials, especially cedar wood from the Lebanon. The Lebanon was famous for its cedars, and artisans and workmen as well. In addition, there are volunteers from the Jewish people to build, and a labor force that Solomon drafted of 30,000 men to go to the Lebanon in order to be able to obtain the cedars and the wood and everything else that was involved. At the dedication of the temple, Solomon issues his great prayers to God, and it seems that the Jewish story has come to its happy and proper conclusion. But my friends, the story only is just beginning, and the height that the Jewish people reached at the time of the building of the temple by Solomon was something that they rapidly retreated from. Already at the end of Solomon's reign, there's great discontent amongst the people. Solomon has misused some of his power. And there arises a captain in his army by the name of Jeroboam, who revolts against him, who declares that he should be the king of Israel. When Solomon dies, the kingdom splits into two. Jeroboam takes the northern part, the part that was assigned to the 10 tribes of Israel, while the son of Solomon, Rehoboam, he takes the two southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin, including the city of Jerusalem. And for the next few hundred years, there will be two countries of Jews in the land of Israel, and many times the two different Jewish nations fought each other, participated in war one against the other. And because of this, then there is a great decline in the spiritual nature of the Jewish people as well. There's a lot of idolatry, a lot of paganism, a lot of wrong behavior in every respect, monetarily, physically, in relationships between men and women. The whole country seems to fall apart. And the prophets already forecast that the temple will not stand under those conditions, and that, so to speak, the Jewish people themselves have the power to destroy their own temple, which is exactly what happens because of their sins and their weaknesses. During the entire First Temple period, there are great prophets that arise in Israel, prophets such as Isaiah and Jeremiah and Micah and Amos and Hosea. These great prophets, they remain till today the guideposts for Jewish living, I think for civilized living. And they are the ones that were able to say what was right and what was wrong. Unfortunately, many, many times, the Jewish people ignored what they had to say and created, instead of a holy society, a more corrupt society, this eventually sealed their doom and the doom of the temple itself. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.